There is something about this day, something about the way the birds sing as if they can tell, something about the way the morning opens up to expectation. There are signs, intervening minutes counted, a child beginning to make his journey, moving down, getting into the right position, the waiting almost over. Weeks before, our daughter's friends organized a blessing way ceremony for her, an old Navajo tradition which celebrates a woman's rite of passage into motherhood. They sat around in Kim's house preparing her for this momentous event. They threaded beads and stories into a necklace that she could wear in labor. They took sheets of beeswax and natural herbs, molded them into candles, pledging that she would be held in the support and light of each of them when she had to do her greatest work. Now we wait out the day with our granddaughter, trying to find working distractions while the way is being prepared for the child's coming. And then the text arrives. Time to light the candle sitting on the dining room table. Even though it is not the pure white colour of the Christ candle, its light spreads out to illuminate the blessed moment of delivery. And oh, the good news! The branch bears fruit. Our grandson is among us, all perfect limbs and vernixed head. His sister runs out into the garden to tell the birds. We are overcome by the miraculous. The moment to rejoice has come.